So my wife and I get invited to a super swanky reception. It's a win for both of us because she absolutely loves dressing up to go out and I absolutely love seeing her dressed to go out. She wears a very simple pearl necklace and diamond earrings along with a silver sequin dress that goes nearly to her knees and heels. She wears no bra and a lovely, black lace thong. I watch her as she gets dressed and imagine what I'll do to her when I see the thong again. We get to the party and have a couple drinks. As the night goes on, she becomes more and more playful. We mingle and talk with people for a while, but the drinks begin to get her feeling flirty, which is always a lot of fun, so I begin to give her a bit more space for her playful side to come out a bit. It isn't long before she's talking with another guy, touching his arm, and giving him some hope that she might be interested in him. As the night goes on, I watch as the eyes of others watch her and look for a chance to break in to take their turn to flirt. She may be a bit buzzed, but knows very well what is going on, so she gives me a glance every once in a while to let me know she's having fun. Occasionally, she gives me a look to rescue her, and when the guy she's been flirting with slinks away, she gets less flirty and more direct, telling me, "I can't wait for you to fuck me." These interludes of me rescuing her become more frequent as she becomes more and more ready for a little more than talk. During one of these breaks, we find a little hidden corner where I pull her close and kiss her hard while she runs her hands over my back as she pulls me even closer. On another break, we find an empty hallway where she grabs my cock through my pants while she kisses me. I back her up and press her against the wall while I reach down and run my hand up her thigh and under her dress. My hand reaches her hip and I trace the outline of her thong along the back until my hand is cupping her ass. I press myself against her as she strokes me through my pants and I continue to squeeze her ass. She says, in slightly slurred speech, "I think we need to leave now." And I know that I can't get her home fast enough. We make our way out of the building with frequent stops to press her against the wall, even hiking her dress up enough to where she can feel her ass against the cold, stone wall, which causes her to lose her breath for a moment. I notice that her eyes dart around to see if anyone can see us, but when she sees nobody, she throws herself completely into the moment and into my embrace. We finally make it to the car and she says she needs to lay down, so she climbs into the back seat. I begin to worry that she's had a little more to drink than I was aware of and that she was going to be passed out by the time we got home. About two blocks later, I realize that I couldn't have been more wrong as the silver, sequined dress landed on the passenger seat beside me. I couldn't help but turn to look and watched as the thong was shimmied from her hips, past her heels, which she was still wearing for effect, and thrown on top of the dress sitting next to me. She said, "You'd better hurry and find a place to fuck me, because I'm going to start playing now." I did my best to not crash the car while stealing glances at every opportunity to watch my wife stroke her pussy and tease me mercilessly from the back seat. I also found myself sweating at every red light, worrying that even though the windows were tinted, someone still might see her in the back seat. Because our house was still 15 minutes away, she was completely naked, and she was not wasting any time messing around in the back seat, I began to think about where else I might drive so that I might be able to take her sooner. There was a park along the river that I knew had parking that was a bit off the road and where we might find a little privacy, as long as another couple hadn't already had the same idea. I drove there, hoping the whole way that nobody would be parked there, and was completely relieved to see that the parking lot was empty. I pulled into the lot, threw the car in park, just about broke the door swinging it open and threw open the back door only to see her still playing with her dripping wet pussy. The smile that crept across her face let me know that this was all playing out exactly as she had wanted it to. I didn't care how badly I had been played. I was just ready to take her. Normally, when I eat her, I begin slowly, intentionally circling her clit with my tongue while I try to read her response to better know where she would like me to focus and how she would like me to proceed. In this case, she wasn't playing around and I was way too desperate to taste her to waste any time, so I buried my face in her pussy, tasting her juices and lapping at her pussy like a man in desperate need of water. She put her hands behind her knees and drew them up, which allowed me to not only lick her clit, but to plunge my tongue in her pussy and even down to where I could lick her ass. I continued to work her over in this way in the back seat of the car, alternating between licking and fucking her with my tongue. I no longer cared if anyone else drove into the parking lot. All I wanted was to drown in her and to fuck her mercilessly. I licked her ass one last time before standing up, asking for her hands, and pulling her out of the car until we found a picnic table. I sat on the table while she reached for my cock, which was nearly streaming pre-cum by this point, and she began to stroke it. She gave me a look that let me know that she was not only enjoying herself, but that she was getting exactly what she wanted, and she continued to stroke me while she moved up to kiss me. Tasting herself on my tongue, she let out a little sigh and kissed me harder, circling my tongue with hers as she stroked me. Finally, she bent over and began tickling the tip of my cock with her tongue before finally taking me in her mouth. She sucked my cock while stroking the shaft with one hand and cupping my balls with the other, occasionally taking a break to tickle the tip of my cock with her tongue again. I finally just needed to fuck her, so I reluctantly made her stop sucking me and stood her up to kiss her. I then led her by the hand over to some swings. I had been eyeballing the swings while she had been sucking my cock, and I had an idea that I hoped would work as well as I thought it could. I took one of the swings and threw it over the top bar a few times to shorten the length of the chain and to raise how high off the ground it was. When I got it to the right height, I told her to sit on it. And as she did, I approached her and slid inside her. She, very contentedly, hung in the swing while I began to fuck her. But there was something about my intensity that let her know that I wasn't wanting her to be passive, at least not this way. She wrapped her arms around the chains and loosely wrapped her legs around my back to help keep us anchored together. I then began to push her away as I slid out and allowed gravity to carry her, full force, back into me. The first swing caught us both by surprise, but we immediately loved the possibilities of how this was going to play out. It took us a few minutes to establish a regular rhythm on this new apparatus together, but once we found it, it was amazing. I would draw out on the upswing and she would come crashing down into me. She loved how forceful the thrusts felt, and I couldn't complain either. Finally, I knew I was about to come, so I grabbed her waist and picked up the pace, still trying to capture the force of the thrust, but needing, so desperately, to blow up inside her. I felt the urge rising, felt my breath catching and halting, and at the bottom of a thrust, I pulled her hips against me while I completely exploded standing in front of her. My shaking created a completely different rhythm with me still inside her, but she rode the wave until I was totally spent. I took a couple of breaths, stroked her thighs, her ass, her pussy, and I got down on my knees in front of her to go back to eating her. I cupped her ass with my hand and began plunging my thumb into her pussy while my tongue worked her clit. While I didn't swing her as hard, I tried to recreate some of that motion for her as I ate her. Finally, I slipped my finger in her ass so that on every downswing, my thumb and finger were swallowed by her ass and pussy while my tongue frantically worked her clit. She hung like this for a few minutes before finally reaching behind my head and pulling me close while I licked her, and she began to shake. I could tell that she was ready to come and began to fuck her with my tongue and fingers in absolute desperation to repay her the pleasure she had given me. She finally tilted her head back while her hands gripped the chains of the swing and frantically began shaking as the wave of her orgasm overtook her. I felt as her pussy and ass contracted over my fingers and continued to lick her pussy until she placed a hand on my forehead to let me know she was completely finished. I lifted her from the swing, sat down on it, and lowered her onto my softening cock and held her on the swing as the night breeze brushed against our skin and as I began to kiss her again, enjoying the moment and loving my incredible wife.